My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Dive into all things Atlanta United
with a special edition of Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore, live from the Reverb by Hard Rock Hotel.
Tune in live or listen on the Odyssey app as Jason gives you exclusive insight into our five stripes.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Now, here's Jason Longshore.
Let's kick it, everybody. Atlanta Soccer Tonight today here at Reverb by Hard Rock, right across the street from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. U.S. Men's National Team hosting Belgium in their new home stadium here at the Benz. Make sure you get your way down to Reverb. We'll be here till 3:30, getting you ready for everything USA Belgium with our friends at Michelob Ultra, proud partners of U.S. Soccer. Some awesome specials and some awesome giveaways. You need to get down here to Reverb. We'll be talking about that throughout the 2.5 hours, but for at least an hour and a half, I'll be joined by Madison Cruz. You know her from soccer down here. You know her from Atlanta United pregame, postgame. What's up, Maddie?
Just hanging out. I'm excited. I got really weird feelings, I think, of just what you can expect getting ready for the summer, you know, with the World Cup, driving down here, getting ready for this matchup. It's exciting. I'm excited. I'm getting really hyped up and ready to go, especially as we get closer and closer to the World Cup.
You had a little bit of a fan festival going on at Centennial Olympic Park, so you can hit that on your way over here to Reverb. You've got a lot of people. I've seen people in Belgium gear as well, but of obviously a ton of U.S. gear. It's a big game. I mean, it's kind of weird when we're talking about exhibitions, and I'm going to call it an exhibition so Mauricio Pochettino doesn't yell at me. It's an exhibition. It's a game that doesn't count for anything. The result matters, but it doesn't. I mean, what is your expectation of what we're going to see for the 90 minutes inside the Benz?
I think you want to see growth. I think you want to see the team start to click and find those moments. I think that's what these exhibition games are for, especially with who you brought in. You brought in a mix of some of the younger talent you saw in the last cycle in the last camp. You saw a lot of talent that is a staple with Christian Pulisic, with Weston McKennie. You saw a lot of those places, but now you're kind of mixing them together. You're trying to piece together who is going to be your roster for the World Cup, and I want to see that. I think it's more about individual, I think, as well. I think that's the biggest thing you're looking for here today, is looking to see how these individuals come together and create something on the pitch. I think that's the biggest thing, I think, that Mauricio Pochettino is looking for. But also, too, I think for me, I want to see, I think, some of those combinations work out together. I want to see how these players bounce off of each other in those moments. That's what I'm looking forward to today. I think Anthony Robinson, Jedi, said himself in media yesterday. He said, you know, they want to show that they can compete. They want to show everyone that they can compete and that people should be scared of the U.S. heading into the World Cup.
Yeah, I think when you look at a game like this, Belgium hasn't played a top 30 team since 2024, since the Nations League back then. Their qualifying group wasn't all that difficult, so they've got those same conversations about can they compete? Can they come in here and compete against the host nation of the World Cup? It's going to have a World Cup kind of feel because the crowd is going to be very pro-U.S. We know how Mauricio Pochettino wants this team to play, and I think there's a balancing act between the individual performances, but it's got to be inside the collective because Pochettino has said it very clear of how he wants his team to look. And I'll go back to Alfaro from Paraguay when the U.S. played them last fall, and he spoke to the Paraguayan media about how if you can't match the U.S. intensity, you're going to get blown out of the building. That's going to be the conversation for Belgium because you're not used to, in Europe, seeing teams that play like the U.S., high intensity, high pressure. They're going to chase everything. They're going to make you work in a different way. So for the U.S. individuals, I'm with you. I think you've got a lot of players who are auditioning for more time, but it's got to fit in that construct of what Pochettino wants his U.S. men's national team to look like.
Yeah, it's going to be, I think, a lot of these players. It's you're wanting to put on a good show, I think, for Mauricio. You want to make him consider and make him really think, ooh, okay, I want you on my roster. You want to give him no reason to say, I don't want you here in the World Cup. You want to give him every reason to sit there and say, you need me on this team. You need me because this is what I can do for you. And I think you're already seeing that, I think, with some of the other guys that they brought in from the last camp. I really enjoyed Alex Raymond. I mean, I talked about it a lot on SDH and on 92.9 as well. I really like his game, and I'm not saying that just because I like defenders, and that's where I heavily lean normally. I just really like his gameplay. I really like that he's someone that's so versatile and being so young, the way he can read the game in those moments. And I think with the system that Mauricio wants to do with this team, especially with that three in the back, I think he is a perfect piece to that because you can sit him at that right center back role on the right side of that three in the back. It then allows you to then have that fluidity on that right side. He can step up and get involved in the attack. It gives you that extra option too, but he can get back quickly when needed to help defend and help the U.S. in those situations.
I thought it was interesting that Pochettino didn't mention Freeman as somebody who could slot in as a center back because you're down a couple
today. I noticed
today.
That too. Yes.
Yeah, he didn't mention it. He mentioned Scally, who can do that on the left side. He mentioned Tessman, who can do that from the midfield dropping back, and we've seen him do that with Lyon. But Freeman, we saw him do that with Orlando. And I think if you're an Atlanta United fan and you're hearing us praise a former Orlando City player, you know that we really believe in this guy. I think Freeman has been a player who we had a chance to see in MLS Next Pro. We've seen his development. And to see a guy who is the son of an NFL legendary receiver in Antonio Freeman and be able to take to soccer and be, I think, the prototype of what you want a modern defender to be. Because it's not about just sitting back and defending anymore.
No.
You've got to be able to get up the field, and he can do that, and he can score goals, and he can be dangerous in the attacking third. He's one of the guys that I think has the most to gain in these two games against Belgium and Portugal.
Yeah, he is the most to gain. I think especially because of the way he's already cemented himself in the last camp that he was a part of. And even now, and I'm really excited, I think, to see him continue to develop in these two games that we have here in Atlanta. I also am really excited to see someone like Sebastian Berhalter as well. Yep. I mean, you already saw the way that he made the statement as well coming into that camp too. But he's really proven I think when you look at the way that he plays, he can really step up in those moments. Something you mentioned, I'm a little concerned, especially with maybe the physicality of some of the things too, but his set pieces, like that is a weapon that you can use. Not only, I think, here in these friendlies, but in the World Cup especially. I mean, you look at Arsenal and the way that Arsenal has been playing. I mean, you look at those set piece deliveries. If you can have someone like Sebastian Berhalter on your team to do that for you guys, especially in the World Cup where you need someone to maybe save you in a situation, yeah, I want him on my team.
We've had this conversation in the Premier League this year where set pieces are becoming more and more important. There's more goals from set pieces because teams are canceling each other out. You're seeing positional play be nullified by high pressure. You're seeing teams really, from a defensive standpoint, take away what the other team does well. Okay, so then you get stalemates. So then what does it come down to? A long throw in, a corner kick, a very creative free kick routine. Mm-hmm. that's going to decide who advances and who doesn't advance at some point in this World Cup.
Yeah.
Maybe it does for the U.S., maybe it doesn't. I think Berhalter has a ton to give this team. Let's go to the headliners a little bit, because I think we can nerd out and we can go deeper into the roster, and I do want people to understand that this U.S. roster is deeper than the headliners.
Yes.
But let's go there. Let's talk about Christian Pulisic. I think for whatever reason, Christian has turned into a player that at times becomes a punching bag on social media, at times gets criticized unfairly. He went to Chelsea, and Chelsea didn't use him properly,
yep.
And people took that as a knock on Christian. I don't think it was about Pulisic at all. He starred in Serie A with Milan. He is the best player in this team. I think he is the most important player in the attacking half for this team. And they will go as far as he can carry them. Now, he's not carrying them alone, but he will be the one that can put this team over the top, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I mean, you had the media asking Christian Pulisic in yesterday before the match about feeling the pressure, and he even said, he's like, you guys really want me to feel the pressure, don't you? And listen, it's one where, again, I do feel like that there's been a lot of unfair placement on Pulisic when it comes to carrying this. And yes, he is the captain of this team. He is that person you're looking to in that situation. But I do think especially the unfairness of it, of putting so much on him when things don't go well. It's one where that's where you need everybody to come together. Soccer's played with 11 men on the field. It's not just one person that carries you through. And I think he even said it too. I mean, the entire team is feeling pressure. The entire team's feeling pressure, not only because of the stakes of this World Cup, but you're hosting. You're hosting a World Cup. Yeah, there's a lot of pressure there, but everybody's feeling it, and I don't think it's just solely on Pulisic. Mm-hmm. But there is a lot riding, especially for him, too. I think especially leading this team forward and being that person, but Weston McKennie talked about it. He leads every day in training, leads every single day whenever they step out onto the pitch, and that's exactly what you want to see heading into a World Cup and heading into these two friendlies.
Yeah, I don't know why we're still having this conversation about Christian Pulisic. I think at times in maybe our wider soccer conversation in the U.S., we like to create heroes and villains, and once somebody becomes a hero, then it's only going to be a certain period of time before they become the villain. Christian Pulisic, asking if he can handle pressure, if he's ready to deal with pressure. Look, this is a guy who has played in the Bundesliga, the Premier League, the Champions League, and Serie A. This is a guy
pressure.
Who's played at some of the biggest clubs in the world. This is a guy who was part of the World Cup roster when they did not qualify for 2018. This is a guy who scored the critical goal to get them into the knockout rounds in 2022. We have to move on from this conversation about Christian Pulisic.
Mm-hmm.
He is that guy for this team. He's not by himself, though, and that's the good element of this. You brought up Weston McKennie. I think Weston McKennie is having one of the best seasons a U.S. player has ever had in Europe. Mm-hmm. When you have a manager who is talking about McKennie, a U.S. player, when you have a manager who's managed national teams, who's won Serie A before in Luciano Spalletti, who is talking about McKennie as one of the smartest players he's ever had, a player who can play right back, right mid, center mid, forward, in the same game, doesn't matter. He can play everywhere. McKennie is vital, and he just got a new deal with Juventus, so he settled at the club game. He comes in, and he can be one of those guys that maybe we're not talking about right now because the bullseye is on Pulisic. McKennie could be the one who really steps out in this tournament.
I'm looking to him to, I think, be that person too. I think you mentioned it yesterday on SDH, and I do agree with you as well. I when we have the conversations about pressure, especially heading into a World Cup, it needs to be done, especially as a unit. It's 11 men on the field. But you do, especially in a World Cup, you sometimes need to rely on that one person to get the job done. Because that's what happens. You look at a lot of those matches, it's what happens. Who can be that person if it's not Christian Pulisic? I do think it can be Weston McKennie. And I think for what he can do, I really like his gameplay. I agree. I think he's a very intelligent player. And the way that he plays the game, it's been a joy watching him with Juventus in this season. And I'm looking forward to continuing to see him continue to grow as well. I'm really interested, I think, because he's such a versatile player where you can place him. But that is such a big tool for Mauricio Pochettino.
Agree.
You can play him in so many different areas, especially in a World Cup where sometimes you might not know what could happen. There could be a game where you go down and, Weston has to maybe slot into that right back role. Or, hey, you know what? He needs to step up and be striker for a little bit. Or, hey, he needs to maybe drop back and be more as that defensive midfielder in that situation, just from what the match entails. The fact that you have a player who can do that, who can start and can do that for you in-game, especially when we talk about the hydration breaks that are going to be happening.
Mm-hmm.
Having someone like Weston McKennie who can make that adjustment quickly and can read the game quickly like that, that's valuable.
We'll get into some of the structure. You mentioned the hydration breaks. We'll talk about that in the next segment. We'll kind of bounce around the world, talk about qualifying updates as playoff games on Tuesday. We'll decide the final six spots in the tournament. But before we go to break, we've talked pressure a lot. I want to go into something Pochettino talked about yesterday that I really enjoyed him giving his perspective on, because he lived pressure in a really different situation in 2002. Pochettino talked about how he wasn't on the radar to make the Argentine national team for 94 and 98. He gets into the squad for 2002. They were considered a favorite going in. The pressure was suffocating for that team. And a lot of people will remember England beating them in the group stage. Argentina didn't get out of the group stage, which was a huge shock. And he talked about how being in that team, he felt the heaviness of the pressure from that year. He wants the pressure that the U.S. is feeling coming into it, being a host, big expectations. He wants it to be something that gives them energy, doesn't suffocate them. It's a tough balance, and he's going to really have to set that scene. I think Christian Pulisic's going to be part of that. Veterans in this team, like a Tim Ream, Christian Roldan, are going to be really important to kind of setting that tone of balancing pressure being a good thing and keeping pressure from being a suffocating thing. We'll talk about how pressure is going to affect the World Cup playoff matches on Tuesday. Four European teams coming in, two interconfederational teams coming in on Tuesday. We'll talk about all that after the break. More Atlanta soccer tonight, today, live from Reverb by Hard Rock, right across from the Benz, coming up after this on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about UnitedHealthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At UnitedHealthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for UnitedHealthcare. I'm committed to care.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet reliant 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Well, that's one way to get a brace.
Back to
to our special edition of Atlanta Soccer Tonight.
Live from the Reverb by Hard Rock Hotel.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back to Reverb, Atlanta Soccer Tonight. Today, getting you ready for the U.S. and Belgium kicking off in about 2 hours from the Benz right across the street. We can see the stadium from here. You need to get down here to Reverb if you are within the sound of my voice, which carries pretty far at 92.9 The Game, Maddie, is what I hear. You've got an opportunity to win World Cup tickets thanks to our friends at Michelob Ultra. The Ultra Soccer Shootout. It's kind of like skee-ball with soccer.
Yeah.
I love the concept. It's fascinating to see how people are approaching it. Some are trying to chip it in. Some are trying to roll it up the ramp. But they are playing for a chance to win World Cup tickets. Big, big-time prizes on the line, thanks to our friends at Michelob Ultra. Also, some great match day features here at Reverb on Ultra, on Ultra Zero, on Neutral as well. And, look, you want to get geared up for this game because Belgium is already talking about what the pressure is going to be like today. Their manager, Rudy Garcia, Kevin De Bruyne, talking about the intensity of the crowd. So you need to get fueled up for that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially if you're – I mean, listen, this is – it's going to be an absolutely insane summer, especially I think here in Atlanta. It's going to be wild, and it's going to be unlike anything I think anyone's ever experienced. I know for me – I mean, I was born in 2002, so I wasn't involved, and I didn't get a chance to be involved, especially with everything with the Olympics in 96. But
you're trying to make me feel old? Is that what you're doing?
I'm not trying to make you feel old at all, okay. Jason. Okay. I am just saying this is the first time I think I'm experiencing something like this, at this magnitude, I think. It's 8 Super Bowls coming here to Atlanta.
Yeah, maybe bigger.
That's exactly what it is. Maybe even bigger. And, like, it's going to be so exciting, but even the days where there's not a game at the Benz. It's going to be so exciting getting a chance to walk the streets of Atlanta, get to go to the Fan Fest, get to experience everything with the World Cup. I'm excited. I know that I don't think I'm going to sleep the entire summer.
Today's a really good, and Tuesday as well, really good dry run for this, you know, about do you want to take MARTA down? Where are you going
to
park? What's your game day going
to
be like? If you're coming to Centennial Olympic Park for the FIFA Fan Festival, which is going to be free, you have to register and go to the website and do that. That's open now. You pick the days that you want to try to get down there for it. But you're going to have a chance to watch games with people from all over the world. I do remember going to Centennial Olympic Park during the Olympics, and it was so cool to meet people from all over the world watching the different events and just enjoying the city. Centennial Olympic Park has become like our front porch for Atlanta. So I love that the Fan Festival is going to be down there. I love that people are experiencing that today. But let's talk a little bit about the World Cup coming up because there's 6 spots on the line that are being decided on Tuesday. It is the final day for qualifying. We will wrap all of it up on Atlanta Soccer Tonight late on Tuesday, late night edition, 11 p.m. We will not sign off until the final spot is booked in the Intercontinental Playoffs. The 2 games that are going to be decided there, the first one is Iraq and Bolivia. We have a little bit of a connection there because of F. Ryan Morales,
yes,
who came up through the Atlanta United Academy, family from Bolivia. He started and helped them come all the way back from 1-0 down to advance past Suriname. I think Bolivia are the favorites going into that match with Iraq.
I agree. And, I mean, even just looking at everything else, I mean, when you get ready for this, it's going to be at Bolivia, too. You want to feed off of that fan energy. I mean, that is going to be absolutely insane. And I think if you're Bolivia, you want to make sure that those fans are there supporting, getting everything ready to go.
You've
you want to feed off that energy.
You've got a lot of Bolivian fans in Mexico for this in
Monterrey.
Yes, some really cool storylines. There was a lot of Mexican media following a girl, I believe her name was Agustina. I was reading about this morning.
Oh, wow.
Who was juggling and kind of cheering the Bolivian fans on. The Bolivian fans, I think, won a lot of locals over in Monterrey. So I think it will be a very heavy Bolivia crowd for that one. The second game in Guadalajara is DR Congo against Jamaica. Jamaica struggled to get past New Caledonia. Yeah. They do have a goalkeeper that we have seen many times over the years in Andre Blake, who can stand on his head when called upon. DR Congo went through such a difficult run to get here. They got past Nigeria and Cameroon in Africa, 2 powerhouses from the African continent. DR Congo, I think, is a pretty big favorite against Jamaica, especially with what we saw Jamaica against New Caledonia.
I think I agree with you. I think especially Jamaica, they just haven't been able, I think, to get past that hump. Yes, they got through to the next round where they face Congo, the DR Congo as well. I just think we haven't seen enough from them, I think, to make me believe that they're going to get the job done. I do think it's going to go to DR Congo.
The talent is there. It's yeah. just the consistency
from Jamaica. And that's the issue. You have the talent. You have a lot of players that can get the job done, that can help push you through. It just, again, it's I feel like I'm talking about Newcastle when I'm talking about the consistency with that as well. I don't want to – it's bringing up memories.
Well, we can have a Newcastle tie-in here, although he is injured. Alexander Isak,
yes.
formerly of Newcastle, with Sweden. They are playing Poland, and Sweden is hosting that one in UEFA. The UEFA playoffs are structured
a little bit different.
Sweden hosting against Poland. Poland with Robert Lewandowski, Sweden with so much attacking talent but really underperformed in qualifying. They have the home advantage here. Graham Potter, the manager. I think this game's a toss-up. This is one of the hardest to predict between these two.
I agree. Looking at all four of the matches, that one, I could see that one going into a penalty shootout to decide what happens, just because I feel like you have two sides that I feel like – have a lot of talent and are evenly balanced. I think especially with what you saw in the first matchup when both of them made it through, mm-hmm. I think they're both evenly balanced.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see how everything shapes out, especially with Sweden hosting. I'm curious if maybe the fans kind of help push that over maybe a little bit, because that absolutely can help. But I think that one is going to be a toss-up.
Yeah, I think it's a toss-up on talent and on level. I think Poland has played better in qualifying, mm-hmm. but Sweden being at home could put them over the top. The other three games are fascinating because I think the home team is the underdog in terms of talent in the other three. Czechia against Denmark. Denmark was dominating their qualifying group until the very end. Scotland ended up passing them at the wire. Denmark nearly struggled in their first game in this playoff format, but they ended up turning it on in the second half. They get through. They've got to go to Prague now to face Czechia. Denmark is the better team, but I think they're fragile going into this. I think Czechia ends up coming out of it.
Yeah, that one's another one I could see. I could see Czechia getting it done, too.
Denmark's better, but they haven't played like it.
Yes, Denmark is, if you look at everything else, Denmark is the better team. But I think, it's kind of like what we talk about with Jamaica, too. It's what we've seen and what they've shown.
Yep.
We haven't seen that match itself, and I think that's why I think Czechia is going to get it done too.
Italy's another team like that. They have missed out on the last two World Cups. They have to go to Bosnia and Herzegovina and win to get into the World Cup for the first time since 2014. Now, there are reports out of Europe today, and there's a lot of conflicting reports about punishment for Bosnia and Herzegovina based off of the last playoff game. Some things happened in the stands, some things were said, and it's going to be a reduced capacity. I have seen as far down to 2,000 fans.
Wow.
I have seen half capacity, which would be about 9,000 fans. That's a big help for Italy, because this is an Italian team that over these last couple of generations has not developed young talent. But going back to the Newcastle conversation, Sandro Tonali was the hero and opened the scoring for Italy in game one. He has been great for this Italian
mm-hmm.
team.
Yep.
Can he carry them through back to the World Cup and become a hero?
Yeah, I do think that Italy is going to get it done. I think that's the one where Italy's going to get it. I watched the Bosnia and Herzegovina match versus Wales, and mm-hmm. that one was shocking because Wales came through. They were able to find one. You thought that they were going to hold strong. They weren't going to let Bosnia and Herzegovina come back into it. They get a header. It's a perfectly placed. It's a corner coming in and the header just coming in. It's brilliant to tie things up. Then you had extra time. Neither team really found anything, and then it went to penalties. And that penalty shootout was wild, to say the least. And then Bosnia and Herzegovina are able to move on. I think looking at both of them, Italy is the better team. I think Italy will get it done. I'm curious what fight, though, Bosnia and Herzegovina puts up, especially it being at home and everything. I think it could get interesting, but I do think Italy is going to be the one that gets through.
I'm going to stay with what I picked on AST on Tuesday. I picked Bosnia and Herzegovina to get through. They did concern me a little bit in that first game. I thought they would handle Wales a little more comfortably. Italy looked better than I expected, so I think it's going to be closer than maybe I thought coming in.
Mm-hmm.
But that home field is going to factor in. Now, here's my caveat that I will put an asterisk by my prediction. if that capacity is reduced down really low, if it's less than half full because of restrictions, that's going to help Italy massively.
For sure.
Because I don't know if Italy can handle the pressure of going in and winning this game if you're dealing with a full house. If you're dealing with 2,000 people, I think Italy can get through there. Now, the other game is fascinating on multiple levels because the winner will come into the U.S. group. It is Kosovo hosting Turkey. Kosovo went behind twice on the road in Bratislava, Slovakia, came all the way back and won 4-3 to get to this point. Kosovo has never been to a World Cup. And they get to host this game. Turkey has more talent. The league is better. I think they're a better team on paper. But to go into a country that has the chance to host, to get to their first ever World Cup, that is such a difficult environment to be successful in. I think Kosovo gets through.
I think Kosovo gets through as well. I agree with you. I think with the stakes of it, with the pressure, with the environment, with everything, I think it's just going to pile on, and it's going to continue to pile on and pile on. And I think Kosovo gets it done because I think they're going to just rally, I think, behind that crowd and get things going.
It's going to be a wild atmosphere. I'm really looking forward to watching that one on Tuesday afternoon. Now, you mentioned it in the last segment. You do have some different rules that come into play a little bit with the World Cup this summer. Mm-hmm. One, today you've got a little bit of different rules in terms of substitutions for the friendlies.
Yes.
Now FIFA has allowed you to have up to 8 substitutions. You can go to 11 if both managers agree, and they did for this one. So I think you'll see a lot of rotation between the U.S. and Belgium. But in the World Cup itself, you're going to have hydration breaks. My assumption is you're going to have them today, too, because I've seen them be used in the friendlies across the world right now going on, because you have to get used to it. And the reason you have to get used to it is it's not just the old school, you can go get a sip of water and you can't talk to your coach. You get 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And coaches are going to be able to use that opportunity. Matias Mana, who's the video analyst for Argentina, talked about it as this is the first World Cup that will be played in quarters. You will have the opportunity to make coaching points and coaching changes and tactical changes in that hydration break in the middle of each half.
Yeah, and going back to substitutions before, I'll go to that one too. It was decided 11 today between Belgium and U.S. We don't know what that's going to be against Portugal yet. They haven't had that conversation yet. So we'll see what that looks like. It could depend on
how Portugal does in Mexico tonight and how much both managers maybe want to protect players or rotate players.
Exactly. But as we go into that conversation about the hydration breaks, it creates such an interesting conversation and an interesting way of looking at the game now. And I think it's going to really be a situation where you do look at it in quarters. You look at it in the way of, okay, how is this going to be broken up? You know, and you're looking at tactical changes in the first half. Maybe a team, you see a little bit more of a tactical shift if maybe you move from 3 in the back to 4 in the back. How does that shape things out too? You said it on SDH, you said it on AST too, and I agree with you. I think we're going to see a match in this World Cup that is going to be decided because of a tactical shift you see in the second half in that hydration break that you will see.
Yep.
You will see it. Absolutely. I think you'll even see it in the first half too. I think some games might be won in the first half because of that tactical shift that you will see. It's going to create a situation where you're able to speak to your coach, you're able to bring out the tactical board if you really want to out there, and you're going to be able to see things and get the moving parts, and especially with coaches in soccer, there's only so much they can do on the field between the first half and the second. You get halftime, that's the only time you get to talk to your team in a match. Now it's an opportunity for coaches to be able to relay information, to make a shift, make a change. Now you get to do that. It's an interesting play, and I'm interested to see how some coaches handle it, because some coaches are very stuck in their ways of how they're going to play and how they're going to do it. But now you're going to see a lot more coaches who are a little bit more, okay, hey, we can switch this up. Let's adapt to what this game is going and how we're doing in this game. Let's adapt. It's going to be a fun balancing act, I think, for a lot of these coaches.
We've talked about how video assistant referees and replay has changed the game. I think this could be one of the biggest changes that we see in the way games play out, because coaches will have 6 more minutes in a game to impact the match that they've never had before in terms of making tactical changes. So I'm fascinated to see where that goes. All right, coming up after the break, it is Atlanta soccer tonight today. So we're going to get into Atlanta United and NWSL Atlanta's new president. Mauricio Culebro is coming to Atlanta. We'll talk about him, and we'll set the scene for Atlanta United and NWSL coming up after the break on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get 2 phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keith.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Atlanta United, play here.
Now, more of our special edition of Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live from the Reverb by Hard Rock Hotel.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
That was Madison Cruz getting very excited about some Jermaine Dupri and Luda and crew. Welcome back to Atlanta Soccer Tonight today, live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore, Maddie riding shotgun for another hour or so as we get ready for the U.S. hosting Belgium at the Benz. But as I said, this is Atlanta Soccer Tonight today. So we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on here locally because a very big hire was made this week. Mauricio Culebro is coming to Atlanta to work for AMBSE. So he will be the president of soccer for Atlanta United, for NWSL Atlanta, and everything below that. He'll be managing the relationship with U.S. Soccer. Everything soccer under the AMBSE umbrella will be under Culebro's purview. So you had a chance to go to the Business of Soccer event that Sports Business Journal hosted here at the Benz, and Arthur Blank spoke about bringing Culebro in. We've talked a little bit on soccer down here about his qualifications. We'll get into him here as well. But what did Arthur say about Culebro that stood out to you?
I think for me, first of all, I want to say that I'm a wizard. I called that. I literally was talking about in the break, all right, it's Atlanta artists. We got to hear Welcome to Atlanta, and it happened. I
just Josh very well Josh, could have heard you
he
back
probably
at the
did,
studio.
And if he did, thank you, Josh. I appreciate it. That was great. No, but I think what Arthur Blank said, one thing I liked, and it was a quote from him, it was, what we didn't want was a ceremonial figurehead who would be great in terms of presentations and things of that nature. We wanted someone who actually understood the game from the ground up. And you look at what Culebro has done, I think not only on the men's side, but also on the women's side. I think the women's side for me was where it struck me the most, especially what he's done at Tigres and what he did over there. I think he was the first president to lead both the men's and the women's to a championship ever in Mexico.
And he did it at two clubs.
He did it at two clubs. Like, that's insane. And for me, I think when you look at that and you look at the way, especially we're pushing and getting ready, not only for the World Cup coming in, how big it's going to be, especially for the growth of Atlanta soccer here, but also for Atlanta United. But then you look at NWSL. I mean, how this, it's going to be so important, especially for the growth. I'm really excited to see him in charge, getting the chance to hopefully speak with him soon. I am really looking forward, especially talking about him, not only, I think, from the men's side of the game, but the women's side, because of the emphasis he has put on both of them.
He spent more than 22 years in club and federation environments. He was an intern first at Club America, one of the biggest clubs in this hemisphere in Mexico City, then went to be the COO at the Mexican Football Federation after being president at Club America. Then he went to Tigres in Monterrey, one of the newer powerhouses in this hemisphere. And Tigres especially has been one that has invested heavily on the men's and the women's side. You think of Jenny Hermoso, Spanish national team player who won a World Cup. She played for Tigres. You think of André Pierre Gignac, one of the great French strikers of his generation. He came to Monterrey, which really surprised everybody, to go play for Tigres, and has been a legend at the club. So you have somebody coming here to Atlanta who has such a wealth of a background, and it's such an interesting time. You mentioned NWSL getting ready to launch. We've had news recently about their training ground. It's going to be just down the street from the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta training ground in Marietta, across from the Franklin Gateway Fields. That will be up for that team launching in 2028. We know Aflac's going to be on the front of the shirt, one of the largest sponsorship deals in women's professional sports. We went through this when Atlanta United launched, and what Arthur Blank did in launching Atlanta United in the manner that he did changed Major League Soccer, and in turn changed soccer in the United States. It really looks like, with Culebro coming here, with the sponsorship deal, with the training ground, which is looking like a nine-figure investment, all of that coming into play, it looks like what he did for MLS and the men's side of the game, Arthur Blank is looking to do in the women's game and for the NWSL.
Well, it's something he talked about in the Business of Soccer as well. He said the NWSL Atlanta playing at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, it's a world-class facility for men. It will be a world-class facility for women as well. I mean, that says it all right there. I think especially with what he wants to do in growing the game and especially keeping everything going, not only on the men's side but the women's side, it's going to help both parties. And especially as we get ready for this growth, I mean, the training ground in particular is such a big, big part. And I want to stress this. Like, it is not just, I think, it's going to be incredible for the players. It's going to be incredible for Atlanta and as a whole. But it's also going to be huge for women's soccer as a whole. Mm-hmm. It's showing the investment that Arthur Blank, that AMBSE is putting into this project and to the growth of women's soccer and NWSL and getting things going. That shows how important this is to this organization. And I'm so excited to get things rolling and to see everything get started with it.
Well, we've had this conversation on the intersection on Thursday nights, 10 o'clock. Me, Noel, Miles, we're always talking all the sports. And
good plug.
Well, yeah, you know, I do what I can. We get into the Atlanta Dream and the WNBA and what the Dream have done here in the last couple of years, putting a great product on the court, mm-hmm. really capturing the city. And I think the difference that we're starting to see in women's professional sports, and I love the, one of the other things that Arthur said at Business of Soccer, is you have to look at it as a business. That's not a negative thing. That's actually a positive thing. I think for so long we've talked about women's sports as the right thing to do, where when it's going to really grow and really start to see this kind of investment and see this kind of impact, it's because it's the right thing to do from a business perspective. It is a way to make money and be successful. That's how it will be sustainable. It's such an exciting time because you talked about the training ground and what it's going to do for the players. Think about what it's going to do for all the girls who play soccer in this region.
Oh, absolutely.
Who are going to want to wear that shirt and work in that building. It creates the template for what women's professional soccer can be in this region.
I mean, and you look at the talent in Georgia. I mean, we talk about on the men's side, the women's side, it's insane. Like, it's wild. I mean, just from calling high school state championships, from calling high school games on the SDH network, calling collegiate matches too across the state, the amount of talent we have here in Georgia, in particular for women's soccer, it's going to give a foundation, especially for a lot of these homegrown players who are going to say, hey, now I get the chance to represent my city, my state. I get to do that at the professional level. That's incredible stuff, and that's something that before you might not even think that was possible, but now with everything else, with what Arthur Blank is doing, with what AMBSC is putting into this project, that's huge.
Well, look, this is where the NWSL is going, and we'll talk a little Atlanta United here in just a sec, but today the Denver Summit kickoff, their first home game in Denver. They are going to have more than 60,000 tickets sold for that match. That sets a bar. If you're Arthur Blank, if you are Mauricio Culebro, if you are people in that building, you see that number and it's on the wall. I can already guarantee you that number is on the wall. That is the goal for 2028 and the home opener.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Denver Summit already just making a lot of strides, especially in the NWSL, record-breaking moments too. And that match kicks off in less than, I think, 12
less than an
minutes.
Hour.
Yeah, less than an hour. And it's one where I think if you're NWSL Atlanta, you're looking at that, you're like, all right, it's time to roll. Like that's the standard. And I think it's great for NWSL as a whole to see the growth that you are seeing, especially with the Denver Summit coming in with that record breaking 60,000 in the stands. I want to be here. Don't get me wrong. I'm very excited for being here at the Benz for the U.S. men's national team. I would love to be in the building there to witness that, especially for the inaugural opener for them. But it's so exciting when you think about women's soccer and think about women's sports especially. It gets me excited getting ready for 2028 when you think about the home opener at Mercedes-Benz Stadium for the NWSL team. And, you know, hey, I mean, we can exceed that. 75,000 have been in the Benz. It can happen before. It can happen again.
This is where we are when we talk soccer in Atlanta, when we talk soccer in the United States. And I think in the past, there would have been a real reluctance to have a big national team game on the same day as something like what Denver Summit's doing, or vice versa. Denver Summit would be like, you know, a lot of people are going to watch the national team. Yeah. We shouldn't do this. Now you're at a point, and I want to see, again, the conversation change around this. You're at a point where there are so many different things happening and so many different ways for the game to win.
Yeah.
Whether we're talking 60,000 plus in Denver or whatever we have here in the Benz today, or the other friendlies that are going to be going on over the rest of this week in this country, or the other NWSL games, or the USL Championship games, all the way down to your grassroots. The game is thriving in a way that we have never seen before.
Yep.
All the studies tell you that there are more soccer fans in the United States right now than baseball fans. I didn't know if I would ever live to see that study come out, but it did earlier this year. That's the reality. Maybe sometimes the conversation doesn't reflect the reality.
Yeah.
Maybe you've got to go find, you know, on social media or wherever, find your thing. It's very easy to, like, plug out of the mainstream conversation and plug into just what you want to. But the game is in such a cool area that we're sitting here at Reverb with hundreds of fans here listening, getting ready to go to this game, making noise for the U.S. men's national team. And it's almost like, yeah, this is just what we do. This is where soccer is right now.
Exactly. And I think also, too, something in the business of soccer as well, where when you talked about, I think, expanding the women's game, expanding NWSL, and a lot of people think, oh, well, why don't you just do what the men's game is doing? It's not as simple as that. It's not we're going to take what's working here and we're going to copy and paste it over on the women's side. Some of those elements do work, and it's about finding the way to mix it in, but you do have a different... There's a different, I think, appeal for it in certain ways as well. Like, you're appealing to a different audience, but you're trying to bring in others too. Listen, we all love the beautiful game. We all love it, and I think it's appealing to that moment too. But it's not as easy as a copy and paste with what you want to do, especially when you talk about the men's and the women's game. It's about forging your own path for the women's game and making that its own thing while also still keeping in line with everything happening all over the globe too. And that's why you're seeing the expansion of it. And it's really... It's exciting stuff.
The thing to keep in mind, I think just like you don't promote Atlanta United like you promote the Atlanta Falcons.
Exactly.
And we've been really lucky to see AMBSE not do that. They treat Atlanta United as its own thing. The NWSL Atlanta team, like, will there be some crossover opportunities?
Absolutely
there will.
Yeah.
And that's sports and that's business. But you have to treat it as, again, a business.
Yes.
And give it the respect that it deserves, and you'll get what we're seeing in Denver and what we're seeing around the NWSL right now. Now let's talk Atlanta United to wrap up this segment. This is an international break week, so no game this week. 1-3-1 so far this season. I feel like we've seen maybe fits and starts of potential, of progression. We haven't seen it consistently. You saw a little bit of a step back in the draw with DC where you couldn't find a way to break down a team that just came in and had no interest in playing the game, just wanted to sit back and defend. What have you seen that is promising from Atlanta United in 2026? And what have you seen that maybe gives you a little bit of pause going into the rest of April?
I really like, I think, and it's going to sound weird for me to say it, I think defensively you've been – pretty solid.
I totally agree.
I think defensively you've been great. I think especially holding things down. I think that back line and the way things have been situating there, I think it works really well. I think Anaya is leading that line very, very nicely. And I think it's important. I think especially his leadership in that back, that's important. I think defensively you've been good. I honestly think now it's, again, just I think connecting those dots, especially in the attacking third. And I think even the final third, the final touch, I think that is where you're lacking a little bit. And I think there needs to be more of that. And I think you saw fits and starts of it. You saw it against Philadelphia. You saw those moments start to click. I feel like you saw moments of it in DC, but you just couldn't get on the end of it. You couldn't find that last touch to find the back of the net. And that has to get better. You have to find more of those moments. The bright spot for me is Cooper Sanchez. The bright spot for me is Cooper Sanchez. I mean, he's 17 years old, and it looks like he's been playing.
Just turned 18.
Just turned 18, yes.
Turned 18 this week.
Turned 18, but, like, he's literally looks like he's been playing professional games for, like, 50-plus. I mean, he is a seasoned pro, and I think it exemplifies what Tata Martino wants to do with this team, is the ability of not being afraid of the errors, not being afraid of the mistakes, but being able to correct them and make up for them as the match continues. You want to not play afraid. You want to be able to step up, and you want to be able to make those choices to step forward, to make that extra pass, to find that moment. And if it doesn't work, that's fine. Get back, defend, help win the ball back quickly, and try again. You don't want to sit back and be afraid. And I feel like at times, especially in the attack, you see that a little bit. You see that small hesitation. Mm-hmm. And I think it's getting better, and it's about connecting more of those dots, which I think you are seeing in that progression. You just have to start seeing it now, especially 5 games in. There's still a lot more room to improve. You want to start seeing that continue to be more consistent and seeing that more, especially as the season goes on.
I think you're seeing the fear of failure dissipate. That's something that I've really been frustrated with that in the past couple of years. I feel like that is going away. The DC game, for me, it wasn't about a fear of failing. It was more of an inability to find a solution to a team that was sitting back deep and just clogging up passing lanes, and you couldn't break that down. I'll take that progression. I'm with you. I think defensively, Anaya Mihai has been great. Steon Gregersen coming in the last couple of games has been very good. I think Lucas Ojos has become a punching bag, like we talked about with Christian Pulisic a little bit. I don't really have any issues with Ojos. He's a different kind of goalkeeper than Brad Guzan was, so stylistically that can throw you. And maybe he makes you fear things a little bit because he is more risk-taking. But I'm okay with where this team is right now.
Same.
I'm not thrilled with the results. I'm okay with where the progression is. I hope after the break we see even more progression coming up. But after our break coming up, we're going to talk more U.S. Men's National Team, what we want to see against Belgium. We'll talk a little bit about Belgium as well. what they're trying to get out of this match. All that is coming up on the other side of the break on Atlanta Soccer Tonight today on 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet reliant 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keith.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.